We are back from recess. Our next order of business is de-icing materials. And if I'm not mistaken, we had a bid out for de-icing materials. Mr. Erickson, Mr. Hayes?
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. This is bid number 201211-201 for de-icing materials as requested by the Road and Bridge Department. I had sent out the usual amount, or if that's right, I had sent out an amount of direct bid invitations to certain vendors via a list that Road and Bridge supplied to me, as well as others I was able to Google for. And as of this morning, I checked the post office just a few minutes ago, as well as all other destinations I would normally receive bids at, and I have seven bid response packages from seven different companies, and I'll proceed by opening the first one, and these are in the order that I received them. The first one is from Sicalco, S-I-C-A-L-C-O, Limited, Sicalco Limited in Hinsdale, Illinois, which is suburban Chicago. And I'm happy to report that Mr. Hayes is here with me this morning to assist. They have signed in the appropriate place.
Dan, did you have something?
No. When you refer to de-icing materials, could you make that plain as far as there's like sand and then there's chemical, or is it which?
The two items that we have on the specs are sodium chloride, parenthetically rock salt, and calcium chloride. Randy can explain that.
All right, I'm fine with it. I just wanted to make sure that.
I'll let you look over those results, Mr. Hayes.
One more time. First company is
Sicalco.
Sicalco, S-I-C-A-L-C-O.
Thank you.
Their bid, basically, they are bidding on the calcium chloride only, and price per gallon will be 90 cents. 0.9094, actually, for a total price of $18,187.39.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
It sounds like we're going to, if the bids are going to be maybe for this part and this part, aren't you going to have to put it on a spreadsheet or something?
We'll have to put it on a spreadsheet.
If you just want to, if for time's sake, if you just want to read the
company,
name, and okay, verify that they have the signature pages, then you guys will have to, you can do it on your spreadsheet.
Okay.
That'll work.
The second one I'm opening is from Gunther Salt Company in St. Louis, Missouri. They have supplied the correct number of copies and signed in the appropriate place. Let me just verify that they've also completed, and they have they've only submitted a bid on the rock salt part. So the third company is Morton Salt Company in Chicago, Illinois. You do that one.
Okay. They're
declining.
Submitting a no bid, basically.
Yeah. That's a no bid?
Morton
did a no bid?
Morton said no bid.
Can I see that, Randy?
Yes.
Kind of an odd way to decline, that's why we had to check it closely. The fourth company is Cargill De-icing Technologies out of North Olmsted, Ohio. Cargill has sent us the required copies and signed it. Just one item. The next package is from North American Salt Company in Overland Park, Kansas.
Signed. And they are bidding on one item.
Okay.
The icing also.
Next is Scottwood Industries, also out of Overland Park, Kansas.
Signed, and they are actually bidding on both items.
Good. And the last one I have is from Bingham, B-I-N-G-H-A-M, sand and gravel from Treese, Kansas.
Where's Treese? Google it in Spanish.
I'll do the answer in Spanish. I found it. It's a ghost town. That's what it says in Wikipedia. Population is 138 people.
We do have the required amount of copies. And they are actually bidding on just one item, the rock salt.
And that is all the responses that we have. We'll take a look through all of this and put together a comparison methodology, come up with a recommendation. Mr. Hayes, when do you think?
Do you, are you going to recommend a primary and secondary on that in case we run into a bad winter?
Yes. We talked about that before. Yeah.
We're going to recommend a couple different companies.
Right. And I don't want to name the company, but our current vendor, how come they didn't bid on both? Don't they cover both now? One of the vendors, I don't want to name.
Actually, we got the way our previous bid was, we awarded to two different companies. One took care of one item, one took care of the other. We didn't actually award.
All right.
Both items to one company. So.
All right.
Would there be time for you on Monday morning to make a presentation to us with your recommendation?
Should be.
How are we Monday morning, Nick? But it really shouldn't take very long for them to make a recommendation.
5 minutes.
Oh, two.
2 minutes, 5 minutes. Lengthy discussion.
Five minutes, yeah, that's good. They're waiting for me.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll see you Monday morning.
Thank you. Ron? Get out of the courthouse. Randy? Next order of business is agenda requests. Miss Nikki.
Yes. You'll notice the first four or five items, there's just a continuation, but there are some additional items as you go down.
Just so you know, Mark Riss is going to come back to us. When he's ready, he'll request a time to be on the agenda. And so I'm just giving you a heads up. He's not ready to set a time, but that we got to have that meeting before we have number six.
Correct.
And so we met this morning. He's going to come back again and ask to be on the agenda. So you may want to just put on network planning with the same statutes, possibly, that we go in executive whenever Mark's ready to come back.
I know that Mark, we have asked Mark to come back with some options for us, but is that not what the individuals on number six want to do as well? No, don't think so?
I don't think so. But whatever you want to do. I mean, I don't want to delay this, but I think it's a different argument. But whatever you want to do.
I think they have a different side to it.
Well, we don't have any sides yet. That's the problem. We're asking Mark to give us some information.
Right.
Let's wait then. I agree with you then, Jim. We'll go ahead and move with what Mark brings us, and then we'll talk with these individuals.
Number seven, that's a new request. I would think
Pat has that in her hands.
Pat does?
Uh-huh.
Is that tied to the number three item then? It seems
it's
like
separate.
They're separate. But we can't talk about number seven until number three is signed, the way I understand, unless I missed something, guys.
Commissioners. Mike wants to talk about the construction phase of the biosolids, but yet we haven't finalized the...
Why don't you have Mike and Pat get together to have a conversation, and if in fact it is something that we should be hearing now, let's hear it. And if it's not, then...
I agree. If it's ready to have that conversation, I mean, I just think that if he's going to ask for agreement, we better have the first one in place first.
Have we received the documentation regarding the Greene County Child Support Agreement from Alicia?
No, we're waiting on Greene County.
Waiting on Greene County, okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back to five here at the the end, if that's all right. Should we go ahead and schedule Christy for Monday for court orders?
Sure.
City of Forsyth funding agreement, has this come through the sewer?
Yes.
Has the sewer already approved it?
Yes.
Let's set it up for Monday.
Okay.
Is that all right, gentlemen?
Sounds great.
I don't know what...
it's her annual report for Helen, isn't it?
I don't think so.
By statute, she has to...
Let's give her the time she needs to...
Is that on Monday? Then it looks like she's asking for Monday?
Correct.
All right. Fine with that.
I asked for number 11, county board appointments, specifically the library board. When we made those initial appointments, we didn't make them according to statute, and we need to correct that. I would like to do that on Monday if there's no objection. We need to have that straightened out.
Is there, just on under county board appointments, how are we doing on the IDA? I was talking to Cy Murray, and he thought we had some confusion of who's serving and who's not serving. Are we... Best you can tell, are we good on that board?
On them, I believe so.
What other boards are we...
I have not gotten a chance to go back through the board book.
We know planning and zoning. We know there's a vacancy starting to...
Transportation.
Okay.
I think it's District 5.
Can we make sure we bring that up? Let's fix the library board, but let's bring up the other two so that we know of. We know transportation. We know planning and zoning. And don't we have a vacancy on the sewer board, too?
Well, let's just put
county board appointments.
County board appointments.
Because isn't Larry?
And during that discussion, we will clean up the library board, and we'll have discussion regarding what other appointments are that we should be looking at, if that's all right.
Yep.
I know that what you just mentioned on the sewer board, that we are going to have a vacancy at the end of the year. So obviously that's something we need to do. But there are two things with the library board. Help me remember this. The first is the initial appointments. We need to reconfigure. And secondly, that's set up statutorily so that it occurs before July 1st of each year. So we need to make sure that that gets put on our agenda properly so that at that time we make those appointments. It's a little different than the other annual appointments.
Right.
If we don't have any name... we have Sean, who is resigning from PNC. Sure. I think he's out of the Branson area. And then we have the Big Creek position to be filled.
So we're going to have two vacancies.
Two in PNC that need to be filled immediately.
Because they will be. Sean says he can't serve in January, so he's done.
So
they will be shortened.
So we need to have the news media.
Well, we're going to have that discussion on Monday, correct?
About yes.
All the board appointments are up. Not only that, if you gentlemen have some thoughts regarding those and or potential individuals that we should consider for appointment.
That's the reason I mentioned it.
Let's get her done.
The reason I mentioned the news media picking that up and getting it in their favor.
Number 12, I asked for regarding the conversation that we've already had on the library and 911 tax discussion. I think that we need to find a time in our schedule to talk about those and or how we're going to complete the ballot language on each. I know that we're waiting for 911. I think that the 911 board meets on the 12th, 11th. It is next week. Well, the 911 board's going to meet, and then the stakeholders are going to meet following that a day or two after.
They had met already one time, so okay.
And to address the issue, I see Jim's here with the library board. We have something in writing from them, but you had stated last week that you were going to chat with.
On Monday, and we've talked. They're ready to move forward. They're ready.
So what we need to do is to pick a time where we can hear the two of these, not hear them, that we can discuss them.
Right.
I know that you had questions about the amount. You said you weren't quite ready yet to go with an amount, so we'll have that discussion. When do we want to have it? When can we have both? My thinking is if the 911 advisory board and the stakeholders meet next week, will the 17th work? I'm only throwing that out there. I don't have any specific real time in mind. I go in...
The 17th, I thought.
No, I go in on the 12th, but that's with the neurologist, and then they're going to tell me, so it'll be set sometime in the future.
Okay, so...
I mean, if they take me that day, I'd say, cut me.
It's lovely.
That's the date's fine with me.
As long as it's in the morning.
I would like you to contact.
I'm not going to be available the afternoon on the 17th.
What I'd like, Nick, is for you to contact the library board and the 911, or we'll contact Tammy so that she can contact the appropriate boards and committees. Let them know at that time we're going to have our follow up discussion. Is that right, Dan?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Next issue is a solid waste disposal agreement.
So this had to do with the tipping services bid?
Ah.
There was never a motion made.
Okay, here's where we're at on that. We made our decision. We've moved forward.
Right.
What I would like is to have a motion and a second for me to proceed with the signing of the contract.
Okay. Monday.
Just very simple. Okay.
And that's the contract that Frank's already presented to us, and he's approved to form and all that, I believe.
Yes,
in our executive
session. He had Ron make a couple of changes, but there just has never been a motion on it.
Okay.
Perfect.
As a follow-up, I had one of those companies that has already contacted me, and I told them that we were moving forward. We're going to sit down and talk. But if you will schedule that for Monday, then I will, in fact, if those contracts are approved, sign them.
Can we go back to number five?
Number five. 2013 budget discussions. Currently, what do we have?
Monday afternoon and Tuesday.
The 10th and the 11th.
Okay. The 12th, unfortunately, at 8:30 is when I'm going to be up in the hospital for that day. But I have down on my notes the 13th, 14th, and the following week. But that was, I guess, just a suggestion. Gentlemen, do you have any problem with 13th and 14th and 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st till we're done?
No, I don't have any problem with it. I don't know that...
Well, can we schedule, and then if we can't be here, we'll work around that?
Sure. I mean, without a doubt, we need to make sure Mondays and Thursdays are always budget.
Okay. I was waiting on questions
from
you guys.
For sure that, with an asterisk that... Not knowing what he's going to happen on his on the 12th, but the 14th is fine.
I was up here, by the way, and I spent yesterday working on nothing but the budget, and I've got a lot of things to present to you two.
Okay.
But those discussions are on as we talk. What we're talking about is scheduling with individuals. That's where we're going to be after we get through with this phase of the budget. We've already had a lot of discussion about the budget, so the scheduling with the elected officials who have had theirs reduced is what we're in.
So Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, which do you want it on?
Tuesday, did you say Tuesday, Wednesdays, or Tuesday, Thursdays, Fridays?
Here's my hope. This county commission will agree to every day following today, with the exception of Wednesday. And then, if we're not going to be here, we will notify you ahead of time.
Okay.
Is there a specific day that you guys don't want to be here?
It's not.
Well, let's work.
Let's just work till we get the budget done. Would be.
That's fine.
Okay.
Nikki, today, for your edification, we're going to hopefully be making some decisions regarding the budget that will propel the discussions with the other elected officials officially, and then we can, in fact, schedule appointments with them.
If you would just let me know.
So that's the problem is, if we're not scheduled to be available, we're not going to be able to hit the schedules that they have. So we're required to meet with them.
Can I voice my opinion?
Absolutely.
Ron, when we set the schedule out and we stretch it out through the time frame that you're wanting to stretch it out through, and I don't have any problem with that, if we have a elected official or a department head that wants to discuss the budget with us, I don't like to have it to where they can wait till the last minute for us to make a decision beforehand. If we schedule it and she starts scheduling budget appointments and we have certain days for them to get in and have that discussion with us so that we can work on that and get it resolved. But if we stretch it out and we say that we're going to have budget hearings and discussions all the way through December, then the last of December we're going to have somebody come in and want to make a change that's going to make it more difficult for us to finalize the budget.
I agree.
So that's the reason that I would rather have those meetings scheduled as close and not pre-schedule out, but have them as close as we can so that we can finalize this budget.
I agree with you 100%. I was just hoping that if it took that long, we would clear our schedule so that we would be available, which is why I suggested that for this week and next. I agree with you. But today, when mm-hmm. we make a decision about the budget,
right,
then we're going to have Nikki contact each of the elected officials and department heads that are affected, and we're going to try to schedule those meetings ASAP.
That's
and I'm hopeful we can get those meetings over with in a two-day period.
That's what I'm wanting to do. That's the reason that made the statement I
because
want
them
to contact.
Because once we have met with them, then we're free to work for the rest of the
right.
period. I'm with you. I'm on board with you.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, and you're exactly right. Is that okay, Nick? Hopefully we're really going to define that during today's meeting. Oh, I didn't turn this off. What else? Gentlemen, what else regarding the upcoming agenda or agendas? Nikki, anything else from you? Mm-hmm. It seemed like there was something else.
I'm just looking right now.
I know there was one other item. But
so much of the schedule
here
related.
Shortly, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mike?
I mean, most everything we've got in the email wise is all budget related.
The only thing that I would remind you of is both Mark regarding the security issue that we had this morning, and number two with Mr. Erickson regarding, in case he wants on the agenda for proposed bid on managed print services. So those are the two items. That
right.
Thank you, Nikki. Hope. Nick, hold with me for just a minute. Missouri Recycling Association letter of support. That's the next item. And very simply, the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Inn annually provides recycling events that are beneficial to the counties within the district. And it talks about sponsorship of the State of Missouri Recycling Association Conference. And it is a letter of support that says, on behalf of the County of Taney, Missouri, the Taney County Commission requests that the Southwest Missouri Solid Waste Management District Inn receive funding from the city/county portion of district grants to perform the educational programs of the Missouri Recycling Association, MORA,
Sponsorship Conference for fiscal year 2013.
Motion to issue a letter of support.
Second.
A motion has been made and seconded to issue a letter of support regarding the Missouri Recycling Association. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
You have a crayon down there?
Yeah.
Next issue is the Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District contract. Would you like to join us, sir? We have before us a contract for the continuation of the Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District. If I'm not mistaken, this is a two-circuit agreement, really, between five counties, correct?
That's correct.
With five counties.
Correct.
Remind me, that's Christian Taney, is it Ozark, Douglas, and?
Ozark, Douglas, and Wright County.
And Wright County. And gentlemen, a motion, unless you want to speak to this, and would you like to? That would be fine.
The only thing I would like to add is that this contract has been one of the recommendations that were made was to reduce it from 10-year contract to a 5-year so it could be reviewed every 5 years.
Discussion, gentlemen?
Motion to enter into the agreement. Motion to enter into the contract for continuation of the Ozark Regional Juvenile Detention District. And to authorize the signature of the contract.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to enter into a contract, to approve the contract for continuation of the Ozarks Regional Juvenile Detention District and approve the signage of same. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Mike, I'm going to sign this. And if you don't mind, if I could give this to you to take to Nikki, she'll make sure that the other appropriate signatures from within the courthouse are attached there too.
Sure, sure.
Was the last one we signed 5 years?
It was 10 years.
But we've done it since I've been here, though. And this is my 8th year, and we did this once before with the five counties. And I didn't know whether the reduction to 5 years was last time or is it this time?
It's this time. I wasn't involved prior to that because I wasn't the chief until 2002. So I don't know exactly what was going on with it prior to 2002, so.
Take those. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you very much.
Public defender lease agreement. Gentlemen, we have before us a cooperative lease agreement between multiple counties that will fund the housing of public defenders in Springfield, Missouri. I have personally balked on signing this agreement because I've been in opposition to the fact that they moved into a building that's considerably more expensive. And I think the overall cost between the three counties, Green, Taney, and Christian, is somewhere around $129,000 a year to lease a building. It was my contention that we could buy a building. But we are the lone county that has not signed the agreement. I have talked with the other presiding commissioners, and I think it's going to be an ongoing conversation that we're going to have for the future. And so it's my recommendation, not my recommendation, but at least I'm withdrawing my...
Yeah, I understand.
Pain and suffering over this contract.
Motion to enter into the Public Defender Cooperative Lease Agreement.
It's for 1 year, I hope.
It's a multi-year contract. This is the agreement that's been reviewed by our attorneys. I think it's a year-to-year lease, but it's multi-year. It's a continuation if we don't give notice, basically.
My opinion of this is that if given X amount of days notice, we can, in fact,
right,
do something different.
Because of the government, we have an exit clause, but it's continuation with a fixed increase amount, but we can exit if we needed to.
I'm going to sign it for 1 year, is what I'm saying. Because I'm not, it's just ridiculous.
I think we need, Greene County is obviously the largest contributor to this. We need them to review this. And I think that's what Ron's been doing, is talking to those commissioners.
They have reviewed it. They've signed it.
Oh, my motion? I don't know if I got a second. Did you second my motion?
I seconded it for 1 year.
What do you mean, though? What the motion is? That's
more specifically, Dan, what I see is the period would be from July 1, 2012 through December 31, 2012, and then there'll be a bump for the year of 2013. The end of the lease is not till the year 2020. My point is, I don't know where I can write anywhere on this contract that we're doing it for 1 year. I think there's provision. I'm trying to find that for you.
Ron?
We can just do that and allocate money for only 1 year. I mean, that's what they want.
Allocate money for 1 year, but what I'm saying is I'm not going, and as I remember in review of this, that they can raise the rent.
I think it's fixed. There's a fixed schedule now to...
A fixed schedule, but it bumps.
It bumped from 2012 to 2013.
And so, I hate to be the lone stranger in this deal, but I will be.
I thought I was. So,
well, do we want to look at it again? Well, we don't have to vote on this right now. I mean, they've gone 6 months without us signing it.
That's because they increased it without permission to do so in the first place. They went out without any building.
I withdraw my second.
I'm going to withdraw my motion right now.
Well, you know, they want
your
share of our money.
Not anything to do right now.
Let's.
Can we refer this to council again?
Yeah, let's go back to council with a different.
We are meeting today with Christian County regarding all matters that pertain to our circuit. Mm-hmm. This certainly is one of them.
Sure.
So I suggest we add this to the discussion. The signatures of Lou LaPaglia, the auditor, clerk, etc., are all here from Christian County. The commissioners have signed from Greene County.
I think our council can write a signature page for us that's acceptable to what you're saying, Danny. Yeah. I think we just need to have them do that.
Let the record show there's no action on this agreement today, and that we'll bring it up at another time in the future. Is that agreeable, gentlemen?
Staff departmental update, Road and Bridge, if you gentlemen would like to join us. Stand in recess for 5 minutes. Just unless I can make some decisions. Yes, 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 yes.